This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy. But he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. In a call to Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives and later a White House meeting with a group of Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that includes the stimulus checks, pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for a more limited $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution and other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.9 trillion package on a fast track for passage, likely with little or no Republican support. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tatmadaw, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Min Aung, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, the NLD, which won the November elections. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.